Burke was a deliberately created name. It comes from, who's heard of the serial killers Burke and Hare? Not many, right? Okay, here's what these guys did. And this is a long, long time ago. They were professional grave robbers. Now you're saying, who can make a living robbing graves? Think pre-refrigeration and the fact that medical schools can't exist without cadavers. So these guys robbed graves. They were not highly sophisticated criminals. So they emptied the graveyard. And they were then unemployed. They were not overburdened with morals, so they opened a hotel. Right, exactly right. You walked in the front door, you got carried out the back. But because you cannot bring a cadaver to a medical school with a knife sticking out of its chest, they perfected the technique that Burke became known for, which was to kill without leaving marks. If you pick up one of these big fancy dictionaries, like the Oxford English Dictionary, if you look up the term Burke, way down on the list of definitions is to kill without leaving traces. So, since I intended the books as Trojan horses, Burke was the name I picked for the character. That's where it came from. But the material itself, now, I mean, I didn't have to make it up. Although the book reviewing community has been consistent in deciding that these are all sick, horrible fantasies, then a few years later, they wake up. But by then, I'm on to a different book. So I wrote about predatory pedophiles, modem trafficking, and kiddie porn. Big deal. Who hasn't written about that, right? Except I wrote about it 15 years ago. And the reaction from the critical community was, only a sick mind could fantasize. What, of course, we're seeing is actual traffic. So that's been the history of the books. It hasn't required any imagination whatsoever, unfortunately so.